All right. Everybody, welcome to another show of ours. Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening, wherever you are in the world. Without any delay, let me bring on my co-host and partner, Dr. Ian Billinghurst.
Good morning, Rob, and good morning and hello to everybody out there. Great to be with you again, and we have an absolutely fascinating young man. As I say young, because from my perspective, he is a young man with us today.
Yes, I mean, it's going to be we're going to get really nerdy on a really interesting supplement. I think it's going to serve a lot of animals. We have a lot of customers in common, which is how this all came to be. I reached out to them and asked them if they'd be on the show. So let's bring on the CEO of a company called Myos Pet, Joe Manello. Hey, Joe.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking
the
time.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening.
Indeed.
That's right.
I'm absolutely fascinated by your product, so looking forward to hearing more.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, I think one of the probably the first places we need to start is just a real quick, you know, elevator pitch on what Myos does and what it is, how it works in dogs and cats.
Sure. Myos is a medical nutrition company founded by scientists who believe that muscle health was largely ignored in the medical community. And we started as a human nutrition product, and suddenly people started giving that product to their dogs and older dogs or dogs who were injured too specifically, and saw tremendous results. These dogs who were slowing down became more energetic, more mobile, and one dog was injured and had problems moving, you know, jumping on the bed. They used to jump on the bed, and suddenly the owner saw a great improvement. So we then took it to a large animal hospital in New York City. They tested it in their rehab facility with geriatric dogs, and again saw that dogs became more mobile, more energetic. And so we really started on doing tons of science in cats and dogs. And this product is, you know, as we age, all of us lose muscle. And cats and dogs are no exception. In many ways, they can lose it faster because their lifespan is so much shorter. So whatever, and they're not going to the gym to work out a lot. And you want to keep them mobile and active because that's going to keep them healthier. And our product is unique that it really targets the muscle. So even when you have arthritis, you want to do something for that arthritis, but you want to also do something for the muscles, the quadricep muscles, the muscles that are important around the joints, which, because if you let those muscles atrophy, animals aren't going to want to move. And once they start moving, fluid, et cetera, starts moving, and they're just much healthier, much happier too.
That's great. So if I can distill it, Myos is at its core, it's helping both maintain, but also to build lean muscle mass.
It maintains, build, and reverses muscle atrophy, which is really incredible. We did a study at Kansas State University after surgery. You know, when you injure yourself or have surgery, there's tremendous muscle atrophy. And we saw the results that our dogs recovered quicker. And and as you get older, you start losing more muscle. And Myos helps you reverse that.
Yeah. You know, it's one of the things that was so interesting when I discovered your product is immediately recognized that I'm a person who most of my life since my, probably late teens was taking protein powders. And I've seen those go through lots of iterations, the distillation and isolation of proteins and they've come a long way. They used to be really, really bad tasting first and foremost, but they've also become a lot more efficient. And so, and now I actually take a protein that is actually an isolate from grass-fed cows. It's beef protein instead of whey or others. So the science has gotten a lot better in the human world. And I recognized early on that muscle mass is important for longevity. It's a signal to the body that you're living or you're dying. If you're atrophying, your body believes it's, you're signaling to your body that you're in a state of decline and you're dying. And people with very low meat muscle mass get very sick, and they become very, very susceptible to disease, let alone falls and all of that other stuff. It's got to be the same thing in pets, right?
Yes. And it happens quicker because their lifespans are shorter.
Yeah. You've got a compressed period of time.
Correct. And I think that's why we saw such an incredible effect. Humans, what we've discovered is can take our product, but it takes longer to see their benefits. And dogs, which is what we started with, see it much quicker. So the beauty about dogs and customers or people have dogs, they're every day, twice a day, whatever, they're giving them our product. Humans always find an excuse. I didn't take it for 3 days. And within 2 to 4 weeks, we have seen dogs change dramatically. That doesn't mean everyone does that. We've seen some up to four months, but it clearly has a quicker effect on dogs. And I believe that's because of their lifespan, their shorter lifespan.
Joe, I'm fascinated. How did you come to discover this product?
I didn't discover it. The people who founded Myos believed there was something special about fertile egg yolk. There's a lot of talk in the bodybuilding world about fertile egg yolk, et cetera. They did some work on it. They're scientists. One was a neurosurgeon and said, there's something there, but just because it's in fertile egg yolk, we need to find a way to deliver it so it is effective. So that's how it really came about. And then years of research, working with manufacturers, scientists to find a way to harness what they felt was that bioactivity, so to speak, that was in this fertile egg yolk. And that was all well and good, but then we had to actually go and do the science to prove it out. And so they had the theory, they were able to find the way to manufacture it, and then we took a shot and kept doing science and science and science, and now we have 7 studies that show its efficacy.
Those are on your website?
Yeah.
Great.
We have 6 are peer reviewed. We're going to have one. We have 2 that just finished in 2022 and one in 2023 that will be peer reviewed. We do have some abstracts if we, you know, on safety and tolerability, but our latest, we just, our geriatric quality of life study was just published in the Canadian Vet Journal. So we like to, we're just not saying, you know, we've done some studies. We like to prove them out with in academia, you know, and then have it peer reviewed.
It's great.
So Joe, is this whatever the compound is, and I know it's proprietary, so you can't speak other than more generally, but is this product found in any other biological system apart from fertilized egg yolk, or is that an unknown?
It's an unknown.
Right.
What, and so obviously the fertility part is essential, but do we know why?
There are papers out there that talk about it. No one yet has discovered why. There's theories. There's, again, I'm not a scientist. So I've read these papers and I fall asleep in the middle of reading them and then go back to them. And there seems to be different proteins. There seems to be something happening in that fertile egg yolk that causes this effect. And again, there's science out there, but no one has discovered the specifics.
It would be easy to guess, Joe, that because the egg is fertilized, there are certain pathways and certain genes being turned on and being expressed that are involved in growth. And obviously that's only going to happen in a fertilized egg as opposed to an unfertilized egg. So I think it's very logical that you would need a fertilized egg for those factors to be, those genes now to be expressed within the egg, within that egg yolk, the fertile egg yolk. So, I can well understand why that would be so.
Yeah, well, as I said, that was the theory behind it, I think, from the scientists originally. Again, I don't think anyone's been able to pinpoint exactly why this is happening. We're working on it. One, because I'm fascinated by it. And two, maybe we can find ways to improve our product, which we're trying to do all the time.
That's amazing. Well, this is good news for me because I don't have a lot of things with food, issues with food. But one thing I have is with eggs. I do like to eat them. They're very good for you. But when I see that they are pretty fertilized, like I can see without getting into detail, there's a little too much fertilization for my taste. Goes right to my dog. So now I feel really good about this. I feel like this is at least something on the way to what it is you're creating. I'm going to feel extra good about it. So who is Myos? When I say who, which dogs, which cats is this specifically and particularly suited for?
It really, I mean, I can tell you age-wise, I can tell you any muscle wasting issue a cat or dog would have. Sarcopenia as you get older, any injury, arthritis, because there's a lot of muscle loss around the joints and arthritis, chronic kidney disease, again, a lot of muscle wasting. And we haven't yet done a study on hip dysplasia. We want to. We're a small company, so we pick and choose, and we're not Mars where we have a big bankroll to do it. But for a little company, we do a lot of research. So anything you think, we get a lot of anecdotal evidence away from, what you would normally think of muscle wasting, but we don't talk about that a lot because we don't know if that's from customers who just want to see their dogs get better. But there's more research we're going to do because muscle wasting and muscle issues are everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it occurs to me you're bringing up a great point about arthritic dogs and the stabilizer muscles and how it supports, this prevention of the decline. You've got dogs who don't want to go out for a walk. The person doesn't take their dog for a walk. And it, without mobilizing an arthritic dog, all people, animals who have arthritis, they should be moving. Correct. And a dog that does not want to be moving is not great. And then you've got these other dogs that their people are very active and they're bringing them as an older dog. They're bringing them up doing what they should be doing as somebody who's had two older dogs and has done a lot for them. You make them walk up hills, you take them into these aqua isolated, like little aqua pools and have them mobilized. Boy, something like Myos that you add to that, it makes that activity and that expense go a lot further. I mean, I would have loved to have had this for my, I had a 16-year-old black lab who, he was 80 pounds. And, when I, paid $85 a session to put him into a bath and have him mobilized, or I took him up a hill, I want to know that's going to be time well spent and it's a good activity for them.
Yeah. What's interesting is our product first took off in the rehab arena with some of those things you were talking about. Vets in the rehab arena obviously focus on muscle. And there's the, you know, we have members on our vet advisory board who do things. We have two that are focused on rehab. And so we started there. We're very big in the agility world. And we didn't just, they found out about us and these dogs. And it just, now it's gone from word of mouth that we, our salespeople will go to an agility event and they go, oh yeah, we already take it. We love it. And so that's awesome. And we really think there's another way to promote our product, which is a why wait program. Like humans, why wait till you're 75 before you start walking, working out, lifting weights, swimming? Why wait? And with dogs, my dog here is a duck tolling retriever and who's 10 years old. And he's been on the product for 3 years. That's the nice thing about having the owner of the company also have the product. So he shows no sign of slowing down. Now, he might not have shown signs of slowing down anyway, but I want him on the product because I don't want to wait till he slows down. I want to probably prolong that till he gets his fun, prolong his ability to be active before he gets there. And I think there's something to be said for that. It's hard to convince a consumer because they always wait till there's a symptom. But if you think about it, why wait? Why not have someone take this product before they slow down, before they have arthritis? It might, if they're supposed to get arthritis at 12 years old or 14 years old, maybe you could make it 13 and 15 years old. To me, that's common sense. If you keep those muscles stronger and start them on this product earlier, my guess is they're going to live a much happier life.
Absolutely, Joe. It's the old adage, prevention is far better than cure.
Absolutely. And I wish doctors and vets thought that way. It'd be good for us, all of us.
Bad for the vet's bottom line, Joe.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I said very bad for the vet's bottom line.
I know. You know, we have this product in humans. We've done studies. You know, we have the study in dogs on rehab and recovery. We just did one at McMaster University on humans. And we wanted to team up with a large rehab group. And I realized as I'm talking to them, they want nothing to do with us because they don't want the, you know, they don't want the people in their rehab facility to get better sooner. So that's a problem.
Ever rust, and will continue to be. It's a problem.
Yeah. Yes.
Follow the money. What you're doing. Brilliant.
Yeah. Follow the money. Well, Joe, I'm the same way. I think it's a philosophy that, you know, the prevention philosophy is important. And, you know, I'm the same way. I'll be thinking about this for my dog, Gus, probably. And I think it, in my mind, I would be thinking of it in terms of how big is the dog? If it's a bigger dog, I put him on earlier. And if it's a dog that's susceptible to other illnesses or diseases or arthritis, I'd start him on it earlier. You know, Gus is a really nice confirmation. He's a lab that's about 50 pounds, you know, probably 7.5 or 8, I'll probably put him on it. And, you know, this is something that makes complete sense to me because it's really not that easy to put on muscle, whether you're on your product or not. It might help to be on your product, but it's not a quick thing. It's something that, you know, you need to feed a good diet and you need to, you know, have a product that helps like yours. You know, you need to do that in the human world, you know, especially over the age in people. It's over the age of about really 35, you start to decline, but really about 40, 45 is when you really see the decline. So you have to take extra effort to keep that going.
Yeah, even Tom Brady's quitting at 45. So there is, and the beauty about this, you have to still have a good diet. And that's for dogs, cats, and humans. But there are things you can do. The beauty about our product, it really enhances the food intake, the food that dogs, cats, and humans are getting. It helps them. It helps that protein work better. So we do know that. And again, humans, we can go and lift weights. If dogs can stay mobile, one, they're happier. And that movement, if they're sitting around all day, even if they're on our product, it's not the greatest thing. But you want them to move. And our product helps them. And when we give it to athletes, we did a study in athletes. And this is probably why we're so big in the agility world. The athletes who took our product, and these weren't people who were playing pro sports, and we do have them on the product, but they had more lean muscle mass and size than the people who weren't on the product. And they all worked out the same amount and they all were on the same diet. That was our first study. So if you're going to work out, you should supplement in some way, shape, or form. Eat good, and you don't need to take a whey protein isolate or if you eat well, but I think our product really enhances what you eat. And we see it with dogs. They're the perfect specimen.
Why are the agility taking? Is it recovery?
Yeah, they love the product. I think they see what we see in these studies. Their dogs are stronger. They're more athletic. And they know their dogs better than I know my dog, because you know, that's the dog's job. It's like an athlete. Yep. LeBron James and Tom Brady know, you know, everything they're taking. They spend millions of dollars on their diet and exercise. These agility dogs really know their animals. The smarter our consumer is, or really knows their animal, really loves our product. Like I said before, bodybuilders took this product and loved it in the beginning when we started the company. And that gave us the anecdotal evidence we needed to study it more, because they know everything they put in their body.
This is our customer exactly. We share that I know of a handful of customers that I particularly know about that use both Myos and Gussie's Gut. And we share our companies share something too, which is you've made Myos in a form that allows the value of that egg yolk to be more assimilable, bioavailable, get in you, all the good stuff in that egg yolk to actually get in you. We use fermentation for that with superfruits, vegetables, superfoods. And you know, we think that digestion and assimilation is everything. It's really important. And we also share that thing with, you know, we have a lot of older dogs and sick dogs that have trouble digesting. So I'm a real fan of anything that is whole food. It starts from whole food based, and then it's perfected to be more digestible, assimilable. In you know the gut of an animal, and we don't know a lot of times what's going on in those guts.
We're actually one of our individuals, one of the doctors on our vet advisory board. We might do a microbiome study with our product, because as I said in the beginning, we're always looking to improve, to learn more about the mechanism of action or ways to make it even more effective with a less dose. You know, we continue to travel down that path. It's exciting.
Do you have any other studies with any other benefits besides the muscle preservation, reversal, and growth? Are there any other effects?
We don't, but we have numerous vets who believe that it's anti-inflammatory.
Well, that's what I was... That's where I was going. I was thinking this has got to be anti-inflammatory.
We haven't studied it. We're going to do some in humans. We tried doing it in our TPLO study, but we should have went in with a stronger protocol there to study it. There is science behind anti-inflammatory form. There is some egg yolk that's been used in other countries. When someone had a burn, they'd rub egg yolk on it because they thought it brought down the inflammation. I think they did it in Iran years ago. So that's the only study I know specifically about inflammation and egg yolk. I can't say we have the science. And I'm just going by vets who say we think it's anti-inflammatory because we see what it does to arthritic dogs. But I can only speak to the science. We know it works. We still don't know all the reasons it works.
Joe, before we started the recording, you mentioned some studies you did with kidney failure in cats. That's a bit of science that you have done. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. We did the study at North Carolina State. And what we liked about North Carolina State is they had DEXA machines that could measure lean muscle mass. We had vets who were giving this to older cats and did not see any issues with their renal panel, that it increased protein. And so we felt that we would like to study it first and just to see over time if the protein, which is only a small amount in our product, affected the kidneys. So that was what we went into at first. But then we had the luxury of at NC State, Dr. Saker has a DEXA machine. So we got a twofer. We were able to show that it did not increase the protein in the kidneys or in the urine of the cats. The renal panels were fine. And 70% of the cats had an increase in lean muscle mass, which is really exciting. Anyone who goes through kidney disease, and humans, I didn't realize it's as big of a deal, and many humans don't know it, but cats especially, I think something like 20 million cats have chronic kidney disease just in the U.S., lose a credible amount of muscle because they don't take in a lot of protein. And our product was able to give them that increase their lean muscle mass with nothing. It's not that they were, you know, working on a universal gym, you know, and we tested them at day zero and day 84. And 70% of the cats in stage 2 and 3 of chronic kidney disease increased their lean muscle mass, which is, I'm really excited about this study.
Joe, as the anecdotal evidence was for fertilized eggs or fertilized egg yolks, do you think that in itself is, I know you said it's important, but have you actually looked at unfertilized egg yolks to see if they have a similar effect?
We have, and we have not found a similar effect. We have studied it, and we have two studies comparing fertile to unfertile, and there are studies away from us, and people have been eating egg yolk powder for years, and they don't see what we see.
So that was based on egg yolk powder.
Egg yolk powder, egg yolk, raw egg yolk. Our scientists who founded this company, it would have been a lot easier if it was just derived from pure egg yolk. It would be cheaper. It would be easier. I wish that was the case. It's not.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting from the point of view Whole thrust with nutrition is to try and look at how we evolved. And we certainly wouldn't have evolved eating unfertilized eggs as part of our background if we ate eggs at all. But if we did, they would always have been fertilized. So that it's, again, just an indication that we have to look to how we evolved and try and base everything we do, particularly in nutrition, on that principle. And the science behind this is, it's just helping to show in a very small way, quite apart from the brilliant benefits, just how true that basic principle is.
Yeah, and think about where we are and where we were 100 years ago or 200 years ago. My family came from Italy, and they literally had their garden and fresh eggs. And now you come here to America and everything's processed. And that in itself has really hurt our health. So to have something natural is really important.
There would have been a rooster with those hens in the backyard.
Yes. Don't tell my wife she wants to get chickens here. And we have a Nova Scotia duck tolling retriever who would lose his mind if we had chickens.
Well, in most built-up backyards in Australia, there is a big push for people to have backyard chickens, but nobody wants a rooster because they're noisy at 3 o'clock in the morning. We have to find a way to cut the vocal cords out of roosters so that we can all grow and be healthier.
There's an old joke.
Excuse me. There's my dog.
There he goes. I was gonna tell you this joke is how many chickens are too many chickens? Oh, he's pausing. That's great.
Chasing the dog.
Yeah, right. I was going to give the joke of how many chickens is too many chickens. You know the answer to that?
No, I don't.
Any chickens. Apparently, they lay so many eggs that eventually you can't keep up with it. Even one chicken is, you know, it. Overall, you know, you just get sick of eating these eggs. They keep coming. So,
Until we moved to where we are, we always had chickens and a rooster. So now I'm really thinking, We ate a lot of eggs every day, and they are all home produced. And so, yep. I'm listening and learning and thinking, I got to find somebody who sells fertile eggs, not to put them in an incubator, but day old fertile eggs that you can actually eat.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's what important. I was thinking too. I was thinking, you know, these eggs that I get, albeit they're from stores, that's what I was thinking too. You're back, Joe.
Sorry about that. I clicked the button so you wouldn't have to hear my dog yell at the UPS man.
Oh, that's quite okay. That's quite okay. We entertained ourselves. So what I'm really latching onto here is this is an essential tool, a tool that I'll be using. We know a few customers already. I've looked at our support queue that customers have mentioned it. I did a search for Myos, and the results they're getting, they're anecdotal. They're from regular people. They're great. And these are people that have long-term been on it. So for me, this is an important tool in your arsenal, including a really good diet, to keep your dog out of the penalty box. I like to call it the penalty box, because once you're in there, it's a whole hell of a lot harder to get out of it. And so what I mean by that is keeping your dog's muscle mass maintained, keeping their arthritis at bay. Lots of dogs have arthritis and live great lives. And also making, you know, giving a tablespoon or whatever serving you give in the food before you go on that walk, and make that exercise go farther for you, get more out of that exercise or a dog walker that you're paying because you're at work. that's how I see things is, you know, these are tools to help optimize. I'm a big believer in optimization. I always have been. And this is one of those things that is it's whole food based, and it is not chemical based and created solely in a laboratory. And so I'm all for it. I think this is an incredible contribution to animal health.
That's great. And we love what you're doing, and whatever we can do together to, you know, help our animals' journey, we're all for it.
And let me absolutely second what Rob just said, and yourself. Well done.
Great. And the key is keeping my dog young enough to attack the UPS man.
Well, you know, it's you know, what we want, what I think a lot of our mutual customers want is they want to soften that landing at the end. We know when it comes, generally speaking, a lot of us want to extend that life. I think both of our products can do that. I think that for different reasons. I think yours keeps them moving and mobile longer and better, which is key. It's critical. And especially if somebody, you know, just says, hey, you know, hey, John, or, you know, John, I'm like, what dog have you ever met named John? I don't know why that just came to me. You know, hey, Gus, you know, do you want to go for a walk? Gus looks like, no, I'm 12 and I'm hurting. I don't want to go out. So they don't take Gus out, right? And that's most people, what they'll do. I would still encourage a nice gentle walk. But this, I think, this with a great diet, this supplement helps that look and that response from Gus to go, yeah, you know, I can do it. I can pull a walk. And one of our customers said that it's helping, you know, the exuberance of the walk, leading the walk instead of following behind. And those are really good, you know, call it anecdotal and non-scientific, but I'll take anecdotal like that any day of the week.
Absolutely. Anecdotal is what leads you to feel confident about the science. If you have hundreds of people, and we now have over 1,000 vets recommending the product. And we just started a couple of years ago, and with 2 salespeople, we now have 3. We have over 1,000 vets, and it's growing, you know, 50 to 100 every month. Because one vet tells another vet, they read about the research, but more, they see the results. Usually they use it. We send them some of Myo's canine muscle formula to try it with their own dogs, and then they become sold on it. So that's a big test. We decided to go down the vet path because that really validates what we're trying to do. And so we're at 1,000. We want to grow it to 10,000.
Well, the other thing that you're doing is you're contributing to, I think, Dr. Billinghurst's big dream, which is to get vets, more vets, to recognize the power of nutrition. And it's a great bridge for a lot of vets that don't necessarily believe nutrition is key or center of good health, because you've got it in a supplement form. It's easy to prescribe and just give. But yet it comes from a fertilized egg yolk. So I think it's a great, you know, nice bridge for a lot of veterinarians. My hallucination is you probably have lots of holistic vets and nutritionists and people who are the existing listening, they already believe. But you're also helping, you know, convert a lot of other people. Don't you think, Dr. Billinghurst?
Oh, absolutely. I'm listening to you talk and thinking, well, I don't have to talk today because it's all being said and you're saying it. It's wonderful. Yes, it's good to see that vets are doing that. And it's interesting, too. They're accepting the anecdotal evidence of their own dog, and something they refuse to do with other people's animals constantly, particularly in reference to raw food and so on. But after all, they are only human, aren't they? Even if they are vets.
I think the vet community is great. We have, I think, 9 vet advisory board members. That's and wonderful. They're all individuals who use the product first. I don't want people on our board who aren't passionate, not because we're paying them to be on the board. I want them to want to be on the board. And it's from the rehab world, the nutritionist world. Since we're doing something in equine, we have someone who specializes in equine. And then we have general practitioners. So it's a great mix. And we have a vet nutritionist on the board who talks to us about what's happening in the vet world. What's happening with good nutrition. And I think that world is changing. I think they're more open to it, at least the younger vets and at schools today, than doctors tend to be. You know, doctors are prescribing something. The vets, I enjoy so much working with them because they love animals. And they're passionate about them. So they've been really receptive to our product and the benefit of it. So it's been great.
I think that's the great. Important word there was bridge. I think this understanding of a whole food and something in it, but then just making sure that it's retained in a commercial product, but it's still a whole food, is such an important bridge. It's got to get the profession thinking about there must be more in other whole foods that are also beneficial to our dogs. So this is a very good thin edge to a wedge. So I think it's an important bridge. And I think you brought that up, Rob, and I think that is absolutely marvelous that this is happening. And not only that, but the obvious benefits of improving muscle mass and maintaining muscle mass and even restoring muscle mass, absolutely incredible. And that's a huge thing, no matter what the diet. Obviously, it's got to have a reasonable diet, but I'm hearing this was done with animals, as I understand it, across the board. They could have been having any diet, and the science still showed that there was an improvement. So I think that's a wonderful bridge. It's a wonderful product. It's doing marvelous things, and I'm hoping it's going to lend itself to more people looking at whole foods and the possible benefits. Now, I know this is particularly unique, and in that it's obviously a very much a standalone product, but I guess in the future there'll be more.
Great.
Well, with regards to the product, is it one product, and then you've added another product on that has some other added benefits to it. So I want to talk just a quick little bit about why you did that.
Yeah, there's the Myos canine muscle formula, which is one ingredient, our fortitropin. And we love it. It's one ingredient. How many products out there do you have? And you read the ingredients and there's 50. And God knows where they're coming from. We have a Myos canine muscle formula for vets. It's exclusive to vets, where we add branched chain amino acids and some sugar for taste. So that's 3 ingredients. We have a joint formula, which is with green lip muscle and fortitropin. We have some chews that are not fortitropin based, but we like the ingredients. It's collagen, and it's really an upsell. Our customers, we wanted to give them an interesting treat that dogs really love. And we're gonna launch a feline formula that's also gonna have some green lip muscle, because talking to our vet nutrition and the literature, having that anti and you know that omega-3s and that are in green lip muscle are good for cats with chronic kidney disease because there's a lot of inflammation. So that will be out in the next few months. And then we'll have the equine formula, which we're really excited about. We've had 2 equine hospitals or horse hospitals using the product. They used the canine formula for years, but we didn't want to launch it. But before, you should know, before we launch a product, before we launched the feline product, we did a tolerability and safety study at University of Florida with Dr. Chengi Lohr. Before we did CKD, we wanted to test it. Equine, we wanted to test it. We really don't want to go out with something until we test it. So now we're real excited about the equine. Even though people have been using it, now we're really comfortable that there's no issues whatsoever. Because horses are very fickle with, they're not omnivores, they're not carnivores, and they like the product. So that's right. Our product list. It's not a lot. We're not like these supplement companies who have 50 SKUs. That's not who we are.
Joe, you've done studies for cats, specifically with kidney disease. Have you done the same for dogs with chronic kidney failure?
We have not.
Okay. I would suspect that it would be equally as beneficial.
We agree, but we thought testing in cats where it's more prevalent would give us our answer. We don't believe it will affect the renal panel in a dog either or in a human. We haven't studied that yet, but we're pretty confident that if it proved itself out in cats this way, that it would prove itself out in dogs and humans too.
Yep.
But we're not coming out with a canine chronic kidney disease formula.
Right.
Well, our hat's off to you because most people don't know that these studies take a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of money. And those are all three really hard things to do when you're starting a company in the multiple tens of thousands, sometimes over 100. And, you guys have spent a lot of time on the science. So my hat's off to you.
Thank you. We continue to do it. We love it. To us, that's really good marketing when we can actually have an honest claim. A lot of people out there have dishonest claims, but we have an honest claim.
Well done.
Yep. Well done is right. So, Joe, where do you want people to go?
No. They could talk to their vets and ask them. Their vets can look at the research. They can go to our site, myospet.com, and read the studies, ask any questions. Our customer service is incredible. We really pride ourselves on answering any questions that we can. And it's not just us. We have Dr. Albert Ahn, who's a vet consultant. If we need him to answer questions for us, we do. We have him. But go to myospat.com and learn about us.
That's great. I would recommend it to anybody who's curious to download those studies, print them, bring them to your vet if your vet does not carry Myos currently, and let your vet sit with them if studies aren't your thing, and let them sit with it. And so the next visit, you might have, there might be carrying Myos in their office next time.
That would be great. And there is a video on the site by Dr. Ken Harkin from Kansas State. And I like video, and he talks a lot about arthritis and sarcopenia and the studies he's done with Myos. So if people don't want to read a study and read all the statistics and the p-values, which can make your head explode, watch the video and enjoy it and listen to what he has to say.
That's great.
I think we'll all do that, Joe. That would be good.
That's great. Thank you so much.
It's been a real pleasure having you on, Joe.
Same here.
Indeed. We look forward to
talking to you guys. I think we'll all do a lot of great things together.
Yes, us too. Stay on with us, and we'll close this out. Thank you for watching, everybody. Have a great day. Be sure to subscribe down at the bottom below at our YouTube site and on Facebook. Have a great day.